Mesa School Board members' decision last week to place their superintendent on paid administrative leave has been shrouded in secrecy. The members claimed the action was non-disciplinary, but offered no explanation about why it was necessary. Now, a former board president is alleging it was because of criminal behavior regarding raises given to some executives. Lily Altavino with the Arizona Republic has been following the curious case of Superintendent Ember Conley, and she joins us now. Good morning, Lily.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's begin with when the story first broke. We didn't know what it was all about. We still don't know a lot about it, but just that it was meant to be non-disciplinary is what they told you. What does that mean?
You know, it's a very vague word, and I've never heard it before in these kind of superintendent, you know, a superintendent being terminated or a superintendent being placed on leave. It means that it's not for disciplinary reasons, which... that's all we know.
Okay, so now we have this complaint, though, sent to the Attorney General's office. What does the complaint allege that Conley did here?
So the complaint alleges that she was giving raises much higher than what was disclosed to the school board. So a number of executive members of her cabinet were given $5,000 raises that were approved by the Mesa School Board. This complaint, which is filed by a former school board president, says that those raises were drastically higher than $5,000, though the complaint did not say how much.
So what is the district saying about the raises?
So the district has put out a statement that's sort of general, saying that there is a provision in all contracts, and this is pretty common for all education contracts across the state, that basically says if the district approves something called a compensation plan, that compensation plan can override a salary already approved by the board. So that's not really answering the question of the complaint or denying or, you know, confirming that the complaint has any merit. That was just the information that they gave out.
So now the complainant has asked the attorney general to investigate, right? Does that mean that the attorney general will do that? What is their office saying?
The attorney general's office says right now it's reviewing the complaint, so the AG's office can review the complaint. School finance and issues like these are really, really complex, so it's likely we wouldn't really hear about it for quite a bit of time, you know, at least not until this year is over. So at this point, they're just reviewing it.
So at this point, Lily, I mean, you've been trying to get information for quite some time here on this. What do we really know? Like, what are facts we can confirm here about this case?
You know, I talked to a spokeswoman last week after this had broken, and she said we may never know the reason why the superintendent was placed on leave. It appears that the board is moving towards terminating her contract, and that would be ending a 3-year contract 18 months in. Under her contract terms, if she's fired, she would be eligible for a payout for the rest of her contract, plus a lot of other money for different provisions here and there. So this could cost the school district and taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Is there any outcry at this point? Is the community getting involved, or will they have a chance to comment on this?
Yes, there is an outcry. I've heard from a lot of members of the community who are asking why. The district sought and won a $54 million override, which affects property taxes. And all of that is making them sort of scratch their heads over why make this financial decision and not tell us why. Why impact the district by hundreds of thousands of dollars and not tell us why?
All right. That's the Arizona Republic's Lily Altavina. Lily, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.